We've got 15 games on an MLB Tuesday. Heath, you excited?
Warm it up, Chris.
Yeah, we already... You played the video for me. I don't remember that, Chris.
I don't care.
Song.
When I say warm it up, Chris, what do you say? Did you just listen?
Jump.
I just played the song for you.
Jump.
I'm about to.
Jump.
Say I'm about to.
I'm about to.
There we go. Now let's go. We're ready.
Mike, how are you doing?
I am doing well, Chris. Happy to be back. Again. Today.
To be back.
Yeah, you were yesterday.
I was here yesterday. You're right.
You're actually getting ready to leave.
I'm getting ready to leave.
And quite possibly not going to be on the podcast for the next 2 weeks.
It's entirely possible.
I'm going to work hard to make sure that I can be on, but we'll see.
We've got, what, 10 days until the All-Star break? Something like that? So I think it's only eight. It would only be eight podcasts that you might miss. Because the All-Star break coming the week after next.
Yes.
You guys excited for the
All-Star
break?
Well, it's not eight podcasts because we won't have a podcast on the 4th of July.
That's true. We're going to be out celebrating my birthday.
And Thursday podcasts are pretty hit and miss. And if Mike's not here, I'm going to say, guess they're mostly going to be miss.
You might not miss any podcast, Mike. Now, of course, we'll have podcasts.
Lots
all
of
the way through the rest
we
of the
started
season.
This podcast without Mike.
That's true.
You did.
It's true, all the way back during football season, actually.
And basketball, both, yes.
Wow.
Those were the days.
Memories. We should probably stop stalling and talk about this very interesting 15-game MLB slate.
Did you know there are four pitchers at $10,000 or above tonight?
You know, I hope you realize I have switched things up.
Can you rank them for me?
I know.
We were talking
about the past. I was feeling like I wanted to go back there.
I don't... Okay. Are you going to play all of the $10,000 pitchers?
You only get
one
yes.
in the lineup.
No.
How can you play
You can only play
pitchers?
One on FanDuel and two on DraftKings.
You guys ready? You guys ready to start the podcast?
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to. So, yeah, I know you guys will play more than four lineups.
That's true.
Which of the $10,000 pitchers do you like the most tonight?
Can I rank them?
Sure.
If I was going to rank the $10,000 pitchers on FanDuel, I would rank them Kluber, Lester, Hamels, Greinke.
We're spot on.
We're spot
yeah,
on. Now, on DraftKings, I would put Lester ahead of Kluber because Kluber's price is out of control.
Yeah, he has 13,400.
Yeah,
Draft
you're not playing Kluber on DraftKings tonight.
But I'll have more Kluber probably than I'm not going to have any Greinke.
Really?
No Greinke.
I think that's interesting.
I'm not going to have any Greinke either.
Huh. Philadelphia is a good matchup, right?
It is.
It's in Chase Field, so that's a little tough. But
is it really?
Yeah.
Yes, in Chase Field. He faced this Phillies lineup in their park. What's their park called? Citizens.
Citizens Bank.
Yes. Which I always think is weird because there was only one Citizen Bank where I came from, and it went out of business like 15 years ago, and I just thought all Citizens Banks went out of business then. But I guess not.
Well, the world does revolve around you and your experiences.
Yes.
So.
That's mostly true. He did have 51 fantasy points against the Phillies just a little over a week ago.
Yeah, 10 days ago. Eight innings, six strikeouts, got the win. Yeah, I just... Is it that you like the other three guys so much, or is it that you don't like Greinke tonight? Because this is making me feel like I need to play some Zach Greinke. If you guys both agree that he's the worst of the $10,000 pitchers...
Well, if you used that method yesterday, you would have had a lot of Thor.
Well, that didn't work out so well.
I'm not saying that Mike and I are always right when we agree.
Zach Greinke's elbow, not quite a concern right now, I don't think.
I don't think so, but I'm not interested in playing him over Lester or Kluber, or really Hamels. Hamels, I think, has some weather issues.
Okay. So what do you guys like about Lester and Kluber in particular? Is it specifically the matchups?
Yeah, they're playing the Reds and the Braves.
Yeah. Lester has been better than Kluber this season. I think Kluber at his best is obviously, as we saw last time out, can be one of, if not, you know, in the discussion for best pitchers in baseball. It's just he doesn't do it particularly often, but
right.
Atlanta's a pretty good matchup.
I'm going to be really interested because I watched a large portion of Trevor Bauer's starts, mm-hmm. and the Indians made some very nice defensive plays, including one Rajai Davis diving catch that saved at least a run.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see that same level of defensive intensity for Corey Kluber tonight.
Okay.
Because I've not seen that in the Kluber starts I've watched this year.
Okay.
If not, I'm just going to assume that the other Indians players don't like Corey Kluber.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Okay.
He's got 66, 21, 57, and 48 fantasy points in his last four games.
It's worth pointing out the 21 came against the Royals, so you can kind of throw that out. They're the best team in baseball.
He also had 48 against them two starts before that.
Well, yeah, in Cleveland. He was on the road at the
K. Of course, sure. Obviously. So you think those two guys are the most obvious plays of the night?
Lester and Kluber, yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Lester more of a cash game, Kluber more of a tournament play, or both in
both, both in cash for me. Yeah. I think that if the Cubs game was in Chicago, I think that it's definitely Lester's a little more clear-cut in cash. But with the game on the road in Cincy in that park, I think Kluber's just a touch ahead of him for me.
Worth noting, the Reds are pretty significantly better against lefties this season than righties.
They are.
I hesitate to use the word "are." I would like to use the word
"have been."
Have been.
Can't use "have." We can't use "are." I can't say "must play." What else can't we say?
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm just tired of the tone policing going on here.
Tone policing?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
I'm not going to.
Please don't.
So beyond the $10,000 pitchers, who do you guys like? I think there's one really interesting matchup with the Mets and the Nationals on both sides. We've got Matt Harvey, who back to he's been hit or miss this season. He's missed, I think, the last two starts. He's been pretty bad. And then on the other side of that start, you've got Lucas Giolito, the top pitching prospect, the top prospect in baseball, making his major league debut at home against the Mets lineup that hasn't been great. You know, they certainly can be. They can be tough against right-handed pitching in particular, but this season has been pretty tough, especially since April, really, for them.
The Mets?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have their best hitter in
Lucas Duda. They don't have Duda. They don't have Conforto, who was sent down. They called up Brandon Nimmo. I think he's more known for his defense than his bat.
Yeah. They're not good offensively.
No.
I will play my most owned pitcher on DraftKings would probably be Matt Harvey.
Okay.
He's $6,500.
That seems like a mistake.
I don't think it's a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
I mean, $6,500. But I will have a ton of Harvey on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I'm going to have at least 15 to 20% of both Harvey and Giolito.
Okay.
I'll definitely have a full core stack with Harvey that I just make slightly better for Giolito.
Okay.
And I would guess I'll have a Cubs stack with Harvey that I make slightly better for Giolito.
Okay.
Yep. I like both of those guys, but there's still one we haven't mentioned that's actually more expensive than both of those.
Jose Quintana?
I like him, but it's not him.
Rick Porcello.
It is Rick Porcello.
Rick Porcello in Tampa has the good park shift going against the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been not so great lately. Got off to the big start, was getting a lot of strikeouts earlier, and then over his last 10 starts, he's got two starts with more than five strikeouts. Now, he does have five in five of them, so he hasn't been terrible, but the strikeout rate, way down from what we saw earlier in the season. What do you like about Porcello?
I really like the matchup for Boston against Chris Archer.
Okay.
I do think he has a decent shot at a win, although the Red Sox have only picked up one win in Porcello's last six starts.
Oof.
Which is a big reason why you listed his fantasy points there.
Mm-hmm.
Games of 42, 33, 27 are not bad games. The 33, 27, he didn't get the win.
Yeah.
He gets the win there. It looks a lot different. But the thing that I like the most about this game is the home plate umpire, DJ Rayburn.
Wow.
He.
I don't think we've ever done this kind of analysis.
Yeah. He's 12 games behind home plate this year.
Okay.
And on the over-under in the games, he's hitting at 67% on the under.
Nice.
I do see when I look, because that's one of the things that we get from our friends at Fantasy Labs. FanDuel pitchers score an average of 2 full points more in games umpired by DJ Rayburn. There's one other umpire on the slate, which that's like, I've looked at this a lot, and to have anything over like 1.4 is unusual. I would say. Paul Nauert, who's doing tonight's Yankees-Rangers game, also 2.0 fantasy points more per pitcher.
Wow. Okay. Are there any other pitchers you guys like tonight?
I think we should, just because we always talk about these guys when they pitch, we should make it clear, and maybe we'll have a consensus here. Yordano is going against the best team in baseball against righties. No chance I'm playing him.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Conley is going up against a team full of lefty mashers on the road. No chance I'm playing him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay.
What about Julio Urias? $8,100 at Milwaukee, so it's a somewhat tough place to play. That's a park that boosts right-handed power. I think it's actually, from 2012 to 2014, I think it was either the best or the second best home run park for right-handed batters. But Urias has been really solid lately if he could just get through the fifth inning. If he could just get into the sixth inning and finish it,
yeah.
I think he would be, you know, someone that we look at as maybe a $9,000 pitcher.
What effect has Laz Diaz had on over-unders?
Mr. Diaz? He's dead even this year. However, in the past, I'm not sure that he was. I need to look for a larger sample size.
Right. Because I show him at a negative 1.8 for pitchers.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This season, he's right at 50-50 on the over-under, 6-6.
He's keeping track, isn't he?
Likely.
Are there any other pitchers you guys want to talk about? Either some of the cheaper guys? Nope.
Not for me.
Mike? Have we mentioned every pitcher you will play tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see myself. Well, I will mention Ubaldo. I think Ubaldo is worth a shot in a tournament.
Okay.
I think this park shift at Petco is really going to help him quite a bit against this Padres team.
Yeah, they are not
great. Is the strike zone bigger there?
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got 64 strikeouts in 71 innings, 41 walks.
Yeah. That's fortunately, we don't have any umpire data on this game.
Right.
So
he is averaging fewer than 5 innings per start. That's really bad.
He's an old man's Julio Urias.
Well, Julio Urias is also good.
Ubaldo has starts where he's unhittable.
I don't know if that's been true this year.
I think he's had one.
I'm pretty sure he had one. Really good start.
He's got a 6.97 ERA.
What did he do in his last start?
He was good last start, actually. 7 strikeouts, 4 walks, 45 fantasy points.
Yeah. 6 innings, 7 Ks, got the win. Who did he play? Remind me.
I don't know.
The Padres. That's who he plays tonight.
Well, there you go then. Guaranteed 45 points for Ubaldo Jimenez.
I don't think it's crazy.
You can play Ubaldo.
I will.
Wow. You guys want to move on to your favorite stacks?
Yeah.
I doubted Vegas yesterday.
You did.
And the Rockies and Blue Jays ended up scoring 13 runs.
They did.
Mostly the Rockies.
That's true.
They did. They put up a 9 spot. Mostly on the Blue Jays bullpen. I was right about the starters, though. Estrada and John Gray were good.
Would you stop this?
I was right.
They gave up 7 runs in 13 innings.
You gave up 7 runs in 13 innings.
It's like a 4.7 ERA.
That's above average, of course.
Oh,
it is.
Good gosh.
Who's your top stack for tonight?
We assume outside of?
Outside, of course. Rockies, Blue Jays are, once again, the over-under's 12 in that game.
I think there's two really obvious ones. I will go with the maybe not quite as obvious Orioles.
Okay.
I like the Orioles. Eric Johnson's
actively bad.
Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of left-handed power.
And even their right-handed hitters hit righties okay.
Yep.
Definitely want to have some Hyunsoo Kim, who I seemingly always play when they face a righty.
Yeah.
Chris Davis, Machado, Adam Jones, Trumbaum.
Yep. Pedro Alvarez.
Pedro Alvarez could even be a thing.
He's been good in June.
Yeah. He has been.
Mike?
I like Baltimore a lot, but I'm going to give the Miami Marlins.
Oh!
Miami Marlins going against Big Pelf. They are one of the top 6 in implied total.
Here's my problem. They're really expensive.
Yeah. Well, they're not really expensive relative to, like, the world.
Relative
really expensive
to who they are.
To them.
I mean, you throw you ball, though. It's easy.
They're relative to baseball.
Sure.
Who they are as baseball players.
Yeah, you've got Christian Yelich at 4,000. Giancarlo Stanton back up to 3,900. Apparently a good series against the Cubs is all it takes. Justin Bour at 3,900 coming off, I think, a 3-homer weekend. And Marcelo Ozuna at 3,700. So the top 4 Marlins hitters are very expensive. Then you've got, like, Martin Prado even at 3,300. It's a pricier stack than you might hope for.
Now, I like the Morons a lot. I did not say, oh, because I thought that was controversial. Mm-hmm. I just thought the most obvious stack was the Cubs.
Yes. Yeah. Cubs going against John Lamb, Chris Bryant coming off an 82-point game, I believe.
Historical.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was historical.
16 total bases, which is the most in Cubs franchise history, which, like, you know, it's the Cubs. I haven't been around that long.
I'm upset that he didn't get another at bat. He was close.
It's Ben Zobrist's fault.
It is.
He hit into a double play.
Freaking Ben
Zobrist. Should we at least talk about Coors?
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie Butler pitching for the Rockies. Jay Happ for the Blue Jays. I think they're both worse than the pitchers that were on the mound yesterday.
Yes, I would agree with that. Now, I don't like the Rockies quite as much.
Yeah.
Because you can't play Cargo or Blackman against lefty, I don't think. I don't.
At their price, it's hard to.
But Aaron Oddong, you know what day it is.
Rayburn Day.
Nick Hundley's 3,200. Mm-hmm. If Adames is in the lineup, especially on DraftKings where he's 2,200, I think you have to play him.
Yeah.
Would you look at Daniel Descalso?
Yes.
He's a lefty, isn't he?
He hits lefties better than righties.
Okay. I don't like that.
And you can throw out Mark Reynolds.
No.
No?
We'll get to that in just a minute.
Yes, we will. We will get to that. But the Blue Jays side, Eddie Butler.
Play any Blue Jay you want. Yep.
Michael Saunders is my favorite again.
He was such a disappointment.
He was, which is why I'm going right back to him tonight.
I think either side of the Marlins, Tigers game, like you said, Conley going against a team that mashes lefties. He's really inconsistent. The Tigers could put up a lot of runs. Anybody else?
I'm itching for it, Chris.
Well, you have been teasing this very good BVP lineup. So I'm very interested in hearing what you've got.
We've got first, before I get to the lineup, we're adding a new BVP segment.
Sure.
It's the BVP. I'm going to ask you guys a question on these guys.
Okay.
Do or fade? So are they just do against this pitcher?
Oh, okay, okay.
Or should I fade them?
I thought you were talking about Mountain Dew.
No Mountain Dew. Mark Reynolds has faced Jay Happ 16 times in his career. He is 0 for 16. With 8 strikeouts.
I think he's due. He's probably not going to go hitless against Jay Happ for the rest of his career.
I'll say due only because of games at Coors Field.
Okay. I mean, I'm going fade. Bryce Harper, 1 for 24 against Matt Harvey with 7 strikeouts.
The one was a dong, right?
The one was not a dong. He does not have an extra base hit against Matt Harvey.
Wow. That's a bad slugging percentage.
Due.
It's an 0.42 slugging percentage.
I'm going to say do.
You're going to say do as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was it for do or fade.
Okay.
It's a tough spot because either way, I have to admit that I believe in BVP or I believe in the possibility that someone could be do. It's an awful, awful question.
That's why I love the game so much. Okay. We've got a BVP pitcher.
Yes.
So I know. I mean, that's why it starts off as the best one ever. Yeah. What if I told you there was a team playing today that had 101 plate appearances?
30 of them, actually.
101 plate appearances against a pitcher.
Okay.
A 177 average.
Wow.
231 on base.
They're walking a decent
amount. And 251 slug.
Not great power.
Only one home run in those 101 plate appearances. Yeah. 481 OPS. Kyle Gibson against the Chicago White Sox is our BVP pitcher today.
I thought you said this was the best BVP
lineup. It is the best BVP lineup ever. At catcher, we've got Yasmani Grandal.
Okay.
He's seen Chase Anderson 12 times. He's donged 3 times off of Chase Anderson. 1399 OPS. At first base, we're going to go, I think we'll just keep it simple there. Big Poppy.
Okay.
Poppy has kind of crushed Chris Archer.
Okay.
11 for 29, 3 walks, 2 dongs, 1127 OPS. Second base is the only position I didn't feel great about. Logan Forsyth, though, 5 for 14 with a pair of walks for a 357 average off of Rick Porcello.
There you go.
Third base I feel outstanding about. Martin Prado. 25 plate appearances against Big Pelf. 455, 520, 864.
Oof.
That's 7 extra base hits and 25 plate appearances against Big Pelf.
Massive.
At shortstop, Elvis Andrews is 11 for...
Isn't this a revenge game for Martin Prado? Didn't he play for the Tigers? No.
I don't think so. 11 for 25, Elvis Andrews is off of CC Sabathia.
I like it.
In the outfield, we've got Matt Kemp, has seen Ubaldo 46 times. 341, 426, 610.
There's a chance CC doesn't pitch tonight, right? Sabathia?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think he's okay.
Yeah. He's got an ankle injury.
There's a chance he leaves early. Also in the outfield, Giancarlo has seen Big Pelf 23 times. He's hit 2 dongs, 474 average, 565 on base, 895 slug.
Apparently Pelf doesn't have a good slider.
And then rounding out, Mookie Betts is only 3 for 12 off of Chris Archer, but he's got a 500 on base because he's walked 6 times, and he's got a 750 slug because he's donged twice. So, once more, because I know people are going to want to play this lineup. Gibson, Grandal, Poppy, Forsyth, Prado, Andrews, Kemp, Giancarlo, Betts.
How much is Kyle Gibson?
5,600.
Yeah, it's not even a pivot play you could go with.
Oh, I've got 1,900 left. I've got 1,900 left. But
so play Kendall Graveman instead.
What's that?
So play Kendall Graveman instead.
I don't think Kendall Graveman has BVP experience.
Well, that's a risk you're going to have to
Kyle
take.
Gibson has dominated the White Sox.
That's true.
They can't hit him.
That's true.
Okay.
I like it. I like the BVP lineup. I just don't like Kyle Gibson so much. I am back on the top of the dong chasers list. I get to go first because I caught a dong with Logan Forsythe. Heath didn't believe me when I said that.
No, we had to check the tape.
Yeah, we had to check the tape.
I thought you picked Forsythe, and for some reason I thought he's tried to steal Ryan Rayburn from me.
No, I suggested I was going to take Forsythe, and then I said, I'll just take Mazzara.
Yeah, didn't work out.
Didn't made work the wrong out for pick. Me.
Yeah, the Rangers in that weird game did not dong with either Mazzara or Prince Fielder. So that was a disappointing night for you guys. I think you guys can guess where I'm going to go.
I guessed it immediately.
Yeah.
So let's see if Mike knows
Mike,
you as
you
well as
it?
I do.
Rayburn.
No.
No, well, that's Heath's. If you don't take
Giancarlo?
Him. No.
Oh, I don't know.
You come should. On.
It's the only person he's ever picked besides Giancarlo.
I don't listen when he makes picks.
Okay.
They've got a bad lefty on the mound, so I'm going with Nelson Cruz going against Jonathan Neese.
All right.
Nelson Cruz.
Yep.
Dong City. He started 27 games against a left-handed starter, and he has 9 dongs in those against those pitchers.
That's pretty good.
Mike Heath is on an 11-game losing streak or dongless streak.
Dongless streak. Yeah.
Actually, $100 less expensive than my 11-game dongless streak.
So you have the most expensive 11-game dongless
streak.
There you go. But I could have the longest streak if I don't. Dong today.
I think you will.
Okay.
I believe in you. But okay. Mike, let's hear your pick first.
Michael Saunders. Not
Michael
giving up on him.
Saunders. Okay.
$4,400 Michael Saunders.
That's an awful lot of Michael Saunders.
It is.
That is a tremendous amount of Michael Saunders. Heath.
You don't need to ask. Write it down. You live with Rayburn, you die with Rayburn.
Getting third degree Ryan Rayburns after this. Was he 3,600?
Yes. Sure.
That is paying that Coors bump. We'll see if it works out for you.
It's going to.
I'm gotta be honest, I'm rooting against you.
Oh, there's no doubt. You didn't have to be honest. Everyone already knew it.
Well, I can't help but be honest, you know?
I've seen you not be honest.
That's not true. You guys got lineups?
Yeah, I've got.
Who's got a Lester lineup for me? No Lester lineups.
Nobody.
Who's got a Kluber lineup for me?
I do.
Let's hear a Kluber lineup.
Okay. Kluber, Yasmani Grandal. The punt of the day that I almost took. If my dong chasing streak wasn't on the line, I would have just taken this one.
Okay.
A.J. Reed, 2,200 going up against Tim Lincecum.
Okay.
Devin Travis, Yonhervis Solarte against the aforementioned Ubaldo Jimenez. Mm-hmm. Javier Baez crushes lefties.
Yeah.
Ryan Rayburn.
Yeah.
Hyunsoo Kim and Adam Eaton.
Okay.
Got to have a little bit of Adam Eaton in there just in case Kyle Gibson, who's going to be in the rest of my lineups, doesn't throw a no-hitter.
Mike, do you have a Rick Porcello lineup?
I have a Ubaldo lineup. It's more of a tournament lineup, but I like Ubaldo.
Of course it's a tournament lineup.
I like Ubaldo.
You're not putting your hard-earned cash on a Ubaldo lineup?
Well, they charge me to enter the tournament
still. Yeah, but you know, we still call it a cash lineup. Okay. It was just a turn of phrase.
All right. Ubaldo, Miguel Montero, I assume he's going to still be in the lineup.
Yeah, against a lefty?
I think he will be.
Okay.
Justin Bour.
Yeah.
Devin Travis, Martin Prado, Javier Baez, Marcel Ozuna, Christian Yelich, and Michael Saunders.
Wow, you went with a Marlins stack with no Giancarlo.
That is the best troll ever. A Marlins stack.
I paid 100 more for Yelich than...
I know you did. Okay. I mean, that's fine. Yelich against the righty, I can make sense of that.
Yep.
Ozuna, not so much. I've got a Lucas Giolito lineup. So I definitely consider this a tournament lineup. I'm also fading Coors entirely, so...
That is tournament-ish.
We'll see how smart that is. I've got Lucas Giolito at starting pitcher. I'm going with a little Mariners-Marlins three-person stack in each. So I've got Chris Iannetta at catcher, crushes lefties. Justin Bourne, Derek Dietrich, Jake Lamb, J.J. Hardy, Giancarlo Stanton, Nelson Cruz, and Franklin Gutierrez.
Very nice, Chris. I didn't hear any of the names you said. On DraftKings, the things you can do on DraftKings tonight if you play Matt Harvey.
Yeah?
Lester, Harvey, Hundley, Chris Davis, Devin Travis, Josh Donaldson, Christian Adames, Ryan Rayburn, Mark Trumbo, and Hyunsoo Kim.
That's pretty good. Yes. You got yourself a little Orioles stack. You got yourself some Coors exposure.
I really like that. And then
two guys who could be the best pitchers of the night.
I sent the Dong Chasers tweet out a little bit late today.
Okay.
But we have already got a double nomination.
Okay.
This will not be their pick because it's the same as yours. It's Nelson Cruz.
Yeah.
The first person that I don't think we've ever had on the show before, Noah Marcingill.
Okay.
Went with Miggy Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera.
I like
it. Does not believe in Adam Conley. We'll see how that works out. Probably pretty well.
And we've still yet to have a listener dong that we've actually recorded, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe we have not had one yet.
We've had lots of dongs in my mentions, just not the one we chose for the show.
That sounds about right. And I think that's a good place to leave it. We will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. For Heath Cummings and Mike McClure, I'm Chris Towers. See ya.